This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 12 Pentecost Friday CE. First posted August 20th, 2010, to Corinthians 3:4-11 New Covenant, paraphrase, Paul's confidence in his ministry of the gospel was from God through Jesus Christ. Paul didn't claim to be sufficient for the ministry in himself, his sufficiency was from God. It was God who qualified Paul to be a minister of a new covenant. A new covenant is not based on written laws, but upon the Spirit. The written law condemns us to eternal death, but the Spirit gives eternal life. If the giving of the law of death, carved in stone, came with so much splendor that Moses had to cover his face because of its radiance, although fading, won't the dispensation of the Spirit be accompanied by even greater splendor? If the dispensation of condemnation was accompanied by splendor, won't the dispensation of righteousness exceed it? In that case, what was once considered splendor will add no splendor, in comparison to the splendor which surpasses it. If what faded away was accompanied by splendor, what is unfading must add more splendor. Commentary. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, is deliberately intended by God to be the prototype and example of a modern, post-resurrection, born-again, John 3:3-5-8, disciple, student, and apostle, messenger, of the gospel, of Jesus Christ. Paul didn't decide on his own to become a minister of the gospel, and he didn't learn the gospel from men or receive authority from men to preach it, Galatians 1:11-12, 15-17. Paul received it directly from Jesus by the dispensation, gift, anointing, of the Holy Spirit upon him, Acts 9:1-22. The Old Covenant, Testament, of Law was mediated by Moses. Moses was the intermediary between God and God's people, based on the law which he received on stone tablets from God on Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb. No one can keep all the law, all the time, James 2:10. Galatians 2:16, so the Old Covenant required constant sacrifices for the forgiveness of sin, disobedience of God's Word, the Law. Jesus mediates the New Covenant, Testament, of grace to be received by faith, obedient trust, Ephesians 2:8-9, in Jesus, which he initiated at the Last Supper, on the night of his betrayal and arrest, Matthew 26:26-28. Jesus' death on the cross, once for all time and all people willing to receive it by faith, is now the one and only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of sin, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right, home. The Lord's Supper was Jesus' last celebration of the feast of Passover with his disciples. Jesus gave his body to provide the bread, and his blood marks us to be passed over by the destroying angel. Jews were forbidden by the law from drinking blood, or consuming flesh with its blood, Genesis 9:4. Blood was believed to contain the spirit, the life force, of the animal. The Lord doesn't want us to be filled with the spirit of animals, he wants us to be filled with his Holy Spirit. We are spiritually born again to eternal life by the dispensation of the Holy Spirit upon us. The blood sacrifice of Jesus on the cross makes it possible for us to be spiritually cleansed by faith, so that believers can individually and collectively become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Only Jesus baptizes with the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. To receive the Holy Spirit we must be committed to live according to his guidance. If we are obedient to the Holy Spirit, we are no longer obligated to the law, because we will be able to fulfill the requirements of the law not from fear but from love, Romans 8:1-11. When Moses came from meeting with God, on the mountain, or at the tabernacle, portable temple, his face shone with the glory of God's presence, and the people were afraid to see it, so Moses put on a veil until the radiance faded, Exodus 34:33-35. By the Holy Spirit within born-again believers, we experience the presence and glory of God personally, and we reflect that unfading glory in our faces and in our lives. Unfortunately, In parts of the nominal church today, ministry, for some, is a career choice rather than the call of the Lord. They are learning their denominational version of the gospel from men, and they must be licensed by church headquarters in order to preach. In too many instances, the nominal church has failed to make born-again disciples and settled for making members. In some instances, even in mainline denominations, the church is actually discouraging its members from seeking spiritual rebirth. See false teachings. Sidebar. Right. Home. Churches who fail to make born-again disciples don't have any born-again candidates for ministry and leadership. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.